And finally this evening, UPR's longtime go-to outer space and star guy Patrick Wiggins is being awarded NASA's highest honor for a civilian. Wiggins is Utah's Solar System Ambassador for NASA. His mission is to get people outside and looking at the stars. UPR spoke with Wiggins the day after he learned he'd be the first ambassador to receive the Distinguished Public Medal, and by his own account, he was still in shock.
Totally dumbfounded. I got a phone call yesterday out of the blue that I am being summoned to NASA headquarters middle of next month, and I am going to be on some stage with Charles Bolden, the director of NASA, and I'm receiving the NASA Distinguished Public Service Award. It's a medal, actually. They're going to put it around my neck like some Olympian or something. And it's actually, much to my humble surprise, the highest award that NASA awards to anybody that doesn't work for NASA.
After working at the now-closed Hansen Planetarium for over a quarter century, Wiggins retired and began volunteering with NASA in 2001.
I signed up with this program called the Solar System Ambassadors, and I've been doing that ever since. And now, thanks to people like you, I've got over 1,000 interviews and events, as they call them, and apparently, and I just found this out, that's more than virtually all the other hundreds of ambassadors put together.
Wiggins says he's in awe to be included with other medal recipients such as Carl Sagan.
If you look up that particular award and look at the previous recipients, Heinlein is on there. Sagan, Carl Sagan is on. I mean, you know, talk about being in rarefied atmosphere. In case you can't tell, I'm a wee bit excited.
Wiggins says he'll receive his award on August 14th. His only concern, he says, is how he'll get the medal back through airport security.